Housing data are due to be out this week at a time when sales of existing and new homes have been rising steadily, in fact, all the way back to the beginning of the year. And today, a new study from the National Association of Realtors shows that some of those home buyers are return buyers, specifically buyers who lost their old home to foreclosure or short sale between 2006 and 2014. Joining us now to talk about this is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Welcome back, Jill.
Great to be with you.
So this is interesting news. More than 9 million homeowners lost their home to foreclosure between 2006 and 2014. How could it be that some of those former owners who were in so much trouble back then have come back now to be able to re-enter the housing market?
You know, when you have a foreclosure or a short sale, that remains as a black mark on your credit history for up to 7 years. So this is really the first year we've seen the first wave of these home buyers return to the housing market because, again, that black mark sort of falling off their credit report. And if you got a job and you were able to sort of steadily pay your bills along the way, you probably should be able to get out of the financial doghouse and qualify for a mortgage.
Okay, so it's difficult to build up your credit once again, but they have been deemed creditworthy.
Well, yeah, and in fact, you know, for a lot of people, if they got into a bad situation, I'm not talking about people who bought 10 houses in South Florida, lost everything in trying to flip it. I'm talking about the regular person who got underwater, maybe had a problem during the recession, but has come back and has been able to slowly and steadily show the credit agencies, I'm paying my bills, I got a job. And again, assuming they can actually get a down payment together and have enough creditworthiness where there's not another record, not another blemish on their record, they may be able to do it. But of course, look, this is not for everyone because a lot of these people are not coming back from those doldrums. They haven't come out of the financial doghouse, and they certainly don't have enough money for a down payment.
Okay, and those who are coming back, whether or not it's how easy it is to muster a down payment, they are coming back at a time when housing prices are rising faster than the average American's income.
Yeah, but I don't know what the alternative is because so too are rents. You know, rents in many areas are skyrocketing. And in fact, when you look at it, it is still actually, if you have good credit, if you cannot get that down payment and you cannot get that mortgage, in some areas, it is still cheaper to own a house than to rent. And don't forget, for the people who are going to buy a house, you're hopefully locking in a nice low mortgage rate for 30 years. That's fixed, as opposed to your rent, which is variable. So your rent might look good today, but how is it going to look in 5 or 10 years? You don't know. That's why people have been turning back to the housing market.
Okay. And very briefly, if the trend continues, what's it going to mean for the housing market in the coming decade?
Well, I think it's good, but it's not great. Obviously, when you have a bubble that blows up and then crashes down on itself, it takes a long time. So these buyers coming back in, it's good for the housing market, but really the best thing for the housing market is an improving job market and rising wages. We're not quite there yet.
Okay. Thank you, Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Nice to speak to you.
Great to be with you.